happy snowy Saturday morning. Welcome to Mr. Sal's Podcast and At Season 5, Episode 22, the week that was for January 8th, 2024. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Welcome to our second Saturday morning podcast of 2024. In this episode, we will review the week that was for January 8th, 2024, tell a dad joke, preview the upcoming week, and some other things. So we'll see what goes on in this episode. It's highly rated. It's award-winning somewhere on the internet. Keep listening to this week's episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and At. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. Jump into student emails. This week, this email comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It reads, Mr. Sal, when do enrichment activities start up again? I need to make sure I get a good grade this 9 weeks. Well, name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. Thank you for the question and for your concern about your grade. I always say I'd rather you focus on the learning. Focus on learning the information of the course. The grade will be where you need it to be or where you want it to be. So focus on the content. The numbers will be there. If you focus on the grade, you're probably not going to focus that much on the content and you're going to struggle to get where you need to be. But I'm glad you're concerned about doing well. So that being said, I'm working on some changes for enrichment activities. They're still going to be rolled out through the podcast, but there's going to be a bigger selection of activities posted. I'm going to make a choice board, I guess it's what it's called, and I'll explain it in class. That's a work in progress. I'm hoping to have it rolled out over the next couple episodes, so stay tuned for details. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your questions or comments in the body of the email or message. Not only do you get enrichment points for your effort, but you get your messages read on this award-winning and highly popular podcast. Charlie's acting up today. She does not want to sit quietly while... Oh, thank you. I just got puppy kisses. She does not want to sit quietly while I record the podcast, so I'm going to have to hold her and see how this goes. We're going to jump into the week in review. This was the first five-day week of 2024. We finished out the second 9 weeks, so grades are in. I just have to check a few things before I finalize everything, but that'll happen over the weekend and early next week. We worked on the civics unit. We began taking some notes and completing some activities in CuraPod. We covered the basics of our American form of government and the economy. The terms that we use for government, we have a representative republic, which is a form of federalism. That's where power is shared between the national and state governments. It falls under the larger umbrella of democracy. So we're not a pure democracy. We have a form of democracy. So it's kind of confusing if you really want to splice it and get into specifics. Then we talked on the economy. We technically have a mixed economy. It's based mostly in capitalism, with the government involving itself in certain aspects such as safety nets and rules and regulations. That makes it a mixed economy instead of a pure market economy. It's a form of capitalism. We went on to discuss the years each office of the federal level of offices have, like the president, the senators, and the House of Representatives. We'll start with the House of Representatives. They are elected every 2 years. There are no term limits for them. Senators are elected every 6 years, with a third of them being elected every 2 years. That way there's always someone in office that has been around so they can kind of show other people the ropes, and they have no term limits. Then we get to the president, who, as my voice cracks, sorry about that. President is elected every 4 years. However, 22nd Amendment because of, I always say because of FDR, called the FDR Amendment. Presidents are limited to 2 terms or 10 years. They get 10 years if they've taken over a term from a previous president and finished out their term. They can be president for up to 10 years. So those are the term limits and length of terms for the federal offices. I lost my place on my notes, but that's okay. We're going to jump into the Supreme Court. We talked about them. They are lifetime appointments. There are 9 of them. The president can appoint a Supreme Court justice, but they must be approved by the Senate. That way, there is some quality control over the candidates, hopefully. We also talked about how a bill becomes a law, that process, and we watched the Schoolhouse Rock cartoon on that. So you can check that out on YouTube if you want to review it. We covered that. What else did we do? Let me see, because I'm going through my notes and I'm a little bit lost here. I have a puppy fussing in my arms. Oh, we did on Friday, we completed the Ed Puzzle on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We did that because we have a federal holiday coming up on Monday. There is no school for students. Teachers have it in service. I will be in an educational conference. The federal holiday is in the honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So we watched the Ed Puzzle, completed that. That will be on the 3rd 9 weeks grade. All classes throughout the week had time to study for the upcoming assessments on this unit. A couple classes worked on a new tool that was shown to me through a book study I'm doing through PAECT. It's called TwinPix.ai. We worked together on an activity describing a picture using just 33 characters. Then once you describe it in 33 characters, that's keystrokes, including spaces, AI would recreate the picture based upon the description we left. We did this back and forth. We did this with a couple classes. Seemed like fun. I'm going to roll that into some things a little bit later with the enrichment activities. And we'll do that sometimes in class, too, as a class. So that pretty much wraps up the week. Oh, by the way, the Ed Puzzle was due Tuesday before you come into class. But I think most people did it and completed it in class. It was only like 9 minutes and 40 seconds. So you did have time, US 2 classes. You had time to get your notebooks ready for the notebook check next week. More on that later. And remember, there's study skill resources in each class's Schoology page. In the folder labeled Important Class Links and Resources, there's a link labeled Note Taking. It takes you to the class wiki where I've curated a number of study skills along with explanations on how to utilize them. Everyone learns differently. If how you are studying is not working well enough for you, and I've talked with some of you about that, take a look at some of the other ways to study and experiment with those ways. I still have a bunch of free pocketed folders, and I have notebooks if you need them. So we're good with that. What's up, New Brighton? We're still working on our next episode. I will say more about that later when we talk about the upcoming week. I think that's it for what was going on this week. No optional enrichment assignments are active yet, except for the stick together, so I'm not going to throw a siren sound in. But the choice board that I'm going to be working on, that should be up in a couple weeks. I'll explain that in class for you guys. There's a virtual stick together. It's a paint by numbers. That's linked off of mrsal.edublogs.org. If you're interested in that, do that. Work on it. You can paint by numbers or letters. Then when you're done, snap a picture of what you've done, send that to me, and that counts for enrichment. Little creativity. Now we're going to jump back into the podcast, and I will be actually going to take a break here while I put Charlie down, and I will be right back. Let's see if I can find myself here. Yes, I can. It's all right. Okay, and we're back, and we're going to jump right into your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the dad joke of the week. Yes, yes, I know. Calm down, calm down. This week's dad joke of the week is courtesy of my Christmas present once again, the dad joke book I received. It's called Exceptionally bad dad jokes, so frightfully awful, yet wonderfully spiffing. I would have said wonderfully spiffy, but that's okay. I was torn between two dad jokes. One is kind of a little grumpy, a little snarky. I'm not in that mood today. The other is more friendly, and I'm in a friendly mood today because why not? So I asked my wife, I says, I'm going to have some friends over for dinner if that's okay with you. She's like, sure. Which friends have you invited over for dinner later? I told her, my taste buds. Get it? My taste buds? Buds? Friends? Ha ha ha. I love that joke. So I had to share it with you guys. We're going to go moving on to next week's preview. And I'm sure you're still laughing on the floor. That's okay. You're allowed to laugh at these jokes because they're pretty hilarious. You guys are off on Monday. It's a federal holiday commemorating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Teachers have in service. Like I said, I will be at an educational technology conference. So we're going to start the week on Tuesday. It's supposed to be cold. Those of you who walk to school, don't get there super early because with the weather being as such, I can't let you in until 7, and I don't want you waiting outside in the cold. We'll start the week on Tuesday. Your Ed puzzles from Friday in class are due before you come into class. And like I said before, I believe most of you were in school on Friday and already turned them in. This week, we're going to focus on state government and the state of Pennsylvania. Regular US 2 classes are going to have a notebook check sometime mid to late week. A list of topics you need in your notebooks is posted on the class wiki. That link can be found in Schoology in the folder labeled Important Class Links and Resources. Then look for the note-taking heading. Honors classes, you don't have a notebook check, but you will have time to study, review your notes, because we are going to have assessments. I would say there's a slight chance late next week, but probably moving into the following week will be the assessments on the civics unit. So that takes care of that. What's up, New Brighton? I'm the club sponsor for that. We're still working on our next episode. Email me, see me, or message me via Schoology with ideas you have for the show. Our next club meeting is going to be this upcoming Tuesday, January 16th, 2024, in home room. So remember to join the Schoology group for that club, and we'll go from there. School announcements are as follows. As I've said several times, there's no school for students on Monday, January 15th, 2024. It's a federal holiday. Check out What's Up New Brighton. There's a bunch of colleges coming to the high school for college visits. I know there's some visits for CTC. Check with guidance. And that pretty much wraps up all of the... Oh, the blood drive was a big hit. Congratulations, guys. You did a great job with the blood drive. That's going to wrap up the student announcement or school announcements. I'm going to get into the disclaimer and ads here in a second. Let me get organized, and I will be right back. As I get ready to end this podcast, I want to mention several things. The first is the ideas, jokes, comments, and other things on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you get mad at something, please don't blame anyone else. Send constructive criticism my way. If you like what you hear, please send me some nice emails. Second, I want to mention several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT. The Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day, the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast, where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, Spotify, and anywhere else you find great podcasts. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania. and beyond. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that's 211.org or 211 on your phone. I've also added the website 511pa.com to this list. It's a great resource for travelers, especially this time of year. 511pa.com shows you driving conditions around the state, where the location of PennDOT snowplows are, has live traffic cams that show the live traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates, shows you road closures and construction. I've used this numerous times. It's 511pa.com. You can dial 511 on your phone. And there's also a 511PA app. I've used this resource multiple times throughout the winter, throughout the year. If I'm traveling, I always check out 511PA. Check those out. And I hope you have a good day, and I hope these are useful to you. Okay, everybody, that's going to wrap up this week's show. Have a great rest of your extended weekend. Have a safe and enjoyable time, especially now with the weather being such as it is. Stay warm, stay out of the wind, guys. Have a great one.